Today is Wednesday, October 19th. I'm Black Ratchet, and this is TWAT Radio episode number 22. Wrong intro. Now with my cable, I'm able to get... So today's topic is going to be C#. Now, what C# is Microsoft's object-oriented programming language. It was sort of developed as their part of their .NET initiative. Yeah, I know I said Microsoft. Everyone's running out of the room right now. What C# is basically what Microsoft did is they took a lot of C++, and they took some Java, and a little bit of VB, and they all rolled them together into one giant big language. It has a lot of good stuff to it. It has a lot of rapid development. Has some like VB features, so it's somewhat easy to learn, although it's a little more advanced in VB. And thanks to some crafty Linux developers, much to Microsoft's chagrin, it's also Linux compatible in a sense. We'll get into that later. C# is really it's the basis of the .NET language. Everyone's sort of developing on that right now. For if you're a .NET developer, Microsoft is always still continuing to push C#. Although technically they're kind of trying to move away from .NET, but we won't get into that in this episode. C# has some nice good features to it. It's garbage collectors, has very good ways of defining classes, infrastructures, interfaces, delegates, exceptions, etc., so on. And it really does expose the, I guess you could say, goodness of the .NET runtime. Compared to C or C++ or Java or Visual Basic, it's a lot improved. Like, it doesn't have raw pointers. It does technically have raw pointers, but you have to use them in something called unsafe mode. Object access is done through safe references. They can't be made invalid. Most arithmetic is already checked for overflow within the program. It's pretty smart like that. So it's they've taken steps to avoid buffer overflows. Yes, there are certain ways you could do it. As always, it's a programming language, but it's a bit harder than, let's say C. Objects can't be explicitly freed when they no more references to this, no more references exist. All the garbage collection instantly kicks in and takes it right out of memory. Only a single inheritance is available, but a class can kind of abstract multiple interfaces. One of the big features I liked about it is that C# is more type safe than C++. The only implicit conversions it does automatically are like very safe conversions, you know, widening integers and going from an int to a double to just certain things like that. There are no implicit conversions between booleans and integers. For example, you have to declare true or false. You can't just use one, which kind of pisses me off a lot, but we won't get into that. The syntax or array declaration is much different than C++, and it's much different than VB, which always kind of bites me in the ass because I actually learned VB.NET before C#, and they use brackets rather than parentheses, and it really, really pisses me off. Because I just get these bugs sometimes, and I'm going over it, and I can't figure it out. And all of a sudden I realize, oh wait, I use parentheses rather than brackets, and I then try to shuffle off and get really pissed off and just fix my program and continue on. There's a lot of cool features about it, is that you can, especially with the new ones coming out, Visual Studio 2005, yes, it's a program, but you can actually, yes, it's an expensive program, but you can download free versions of it from Microsoft. We'll give that URL later. They have a lot of interesting things coming out with Visual Studio 2005, and their, and also Mono is coming out with it. Just some very interesting ways of doing, rapid application design, and fun visual goodness, I guess I could say what it is. I really can't say much about it without really going into it, and you really have to do a good grasp of the language to get into it. But check out the MSDN page. They have a nice little C# page. It's right on their MSDN homepage. And some of the stuff that they went over in the 2005 Developers Conference is very interesting. Check it out. So we're talking about Microsoft a lot, and some people don't run Microsoft. I happen not to be one of them. It pays the bills. If you're using Linux, there is a C# implementation for Linux. It's called Mono. Now, I always heard about Mono, and I've only started playing with it for a couple of weeks now, but it's really interesting in the fact that I'm really starting to like C#, and it's a whole lot easier, in my opinion at least, to program with C# on Linux rather than a lot of the other things like C++ or C. And it's a nice, rapid application development language. So what Mono is an open source project. It was formerly led by a company called Symbian, which was bought by Novell sometime last year. And what they want to do is basically create a Linux-compatible set of .NET tools, C# compiler, something called Common Language Runtime, which is basically, I guess you could say it's sort of a Java virtual machine for .NET and such, but it's a little more complex than that. What they've developed is a set of tools that can run on Linux, Unix, Mac OS, and Windows, for in case you can't afford Visual Studio .NET. Microsoft originally made .NET available for FreeBSD, and however, the source license that they used for it, they called it shared source, whatever that is, it's not free software compatible or open source compatible, and it was really insufficient for the needs of the community and basically any, you know, free software zealot. So combined with this and the company called Symbian, what they want to do is create a bunch of tools to reduce development cost and everything. They decided to do a feasibility study on moving all their stuff over to create a .NET on Linux, and they decided that it was possible. So they didn't have enough strength and money and all that stuff to build a full .NET replacement on their own. So on July 19th, 2001, they announced Mono to do that .NET replacement, and they announced that at the O'Reilly conference. And then about 3 years later, on June 30th, 2004, Mono 1.0 was released. Right now, I think they're at 1.1.9.1. That's a lot of points. So, one of the major problems with creating Mono and .NET for Linux is Microsoft patents. And I'm going to read this directly from their fact. The .NET framework is divided into two parts, the ECMA/ISO cover technologies and other technologies developed on top of it, like IDEO.NET, ASP.NET, and Windows.Forms. Mono implements the ECMA/ISO covered parts, as well as being a project that aims to implement the higher level blocks like ASP.NET, IDEO.NET, and Windows.Forms. The controversial elements are the ASP.NET, ADO.NET, and Windows Form subsets. Those are convenient for people who need full compatibility with the Windows platform, but are not required for the open source Mono platform, nor integration with today's Mono's rich support of Linux. The Mono strategy for dealing with these technologies is as follows. 1. Work around the patent by using a different implementation technique that retains the API but changes the mechanism. If that's not possible, we would 2. Remove the pieces of code that were covered by those patents, and also 3. Find prior art that would render those patents useless. Which I would find absolutely hilarious if they rendered all Microsoft's patents useless for the Windows API, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. So there's numerous related projects with Mono in the development environment. The major one that I use is something called MonoDevelop. And what MonoDevelop uses is a subset called GTK#, which is I believe it stands for GIMP Toolkit, but Lord only knows, I'm probably going to make my fool of myself on my first episode. There's also something called Gecko#, which is bindings for Mozilla and such. And also there's a third sort of related project called Tao, T-A-O, which is a collection of graphics and gaming bindings, which is really interesting, and I haven't fooled around with it because I'm not a game editor, but it's quite interesting. So Mono is taking off. There's a ton of programs actually developed with it. There's a program called Banshee, which is a music and management and playback. Program called Beagle, which is a desktop search. Bless, which is a hex editor. Galaxium, it's a MSN Instant Messenger client. iFolder 3, which is actually developed by Novell. It lets you share files across multiple computers via peer-to-peer on Novell's groupware server products, which is really interesting. And that's something I had no clue was actually developed in Mono until I started playing around with it. Mono Develop, we already went over that. Second Life, which is a massively multiplayer online role-playing game. Ugh. I hate that term, don't you? That's actually also developed in Mono. There's a program called Smuxy, which is an IRC client for developed in GTK Sharp, GNOME Sharp, and a couple other programs. Finally, we're going to save the coolest program, in my opinion, for last. It's called Monopix, which I just think is fun to say. Monopix is a live CD Linux distribution based on Nopix, and it's like any other live CD. Pop it in, boot it, and you're running Linux. And it's all using Mono. It has Mono, it has Mono Developed, it has XSP, which is an ASP.NET web server. I believe that's made by the Apache group. All kinds of GTK Sharp stuff on it. It has MySQL, and it has a ton of quick starts and Mono walkthroughs and tutorials, and it's just really cool. And if you ever are interested in playing with Mono and don't feel like compiling everything to it, I really recommend this. I actually stumbled upon this after I compiled all my junk, and I played around with it for a little bit, and I was very impressed, and I wish I knew about it before I started playing with all this stuff. So I'm going to give out a couple of URLs here for you. Okay, first off, for those of you who don't have an insane fright of going to Microsoft's website, msdn.microsoft.com/V=Victor, C=Charlie, Sharp, S-H-A-R-P. And that's the Microsoft Visual C-Sharp Developer Center. And they have a lot of code samples over there, and it's if you're thinking about learning C-Sharp and you have access to a lot of their stuff, like their Visual Studio and everything, go over and check it out. And if you don't have access to the full-fledged version of Visual Studio, Microsoft has thankfully made free copies of Visual Studio 2005. I wouldn't say Visual Studio 2005, sort of toned-down versions of Visual Studio 2005 for hobbyists and part-time coders and people who just want to learn the language, which for us is working out pretty well. And that's available at tinyurl.com/2PapaYankeeVictor4. You can download this. It's actually in beta 2. They haven't completely released it yet, and I believe the release candidate is coming out quote-unquote real soon now, but I actually just today signed up for the release party on December 6th, so hopefully the release candidate will be coming out really soon, because they're going to actually release it really, really soon. Also, for you Linux developers out there, we're going to go over to www.mono-project.com, and that's the Mono Project website. And Mono Develop is available at monodevelop.com, monodevelop.com. So, that's C#. It's fun to play with. I always get the feeling that it's Visual Basic-ish, but it's has a lot of the stupidity of Visual Basic and the insanity cut right out of it. So it's not that bad. It's not going to sell. All you hardcore Linux developers out there are probably cringing that I'm even suggesting that you should develop in C# on Linux, but fuck you, it's my radio show today. Yeah. So I hope you actually go out and try this, and I will see you next time. I don't even know when my next show is. Let's see. Email me, blackratchet@blackratchet.org. I'm on AOL Instant Messenger at blackratchet, www.blackratchet.org. Binary Revolution Radio, Tuesdays at 9:30. We also have it up on radio.binrev.com, so come check us out. I've sort of ranted over here for about 12 minutes or so, and I will guess I'll kind of wrap up this episode. So this was Twat Radio, episode number 22. Closing music tonight is the Northwestern University Purple Haze singing Mysterious Ways. Don't know how to end this, so I'm going to just say see you later. Yeah.
Down.